the storms of life.
Could there be a more successful telethon? Jerry Lewis and the MDA raised $58.9 million. They know that people are recently very weary of giving to charities because they don't have a lot in their pocket. That seems like a pretty big number to me, so that's nice. Also, Tropical Storm Hermine hitting Mexico. What does that mean for the people in Texas? We'll talk about that. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous Labor Day weekend. Kate Delaney and the troops here on America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. You know how we roll here, and if you don't, let me explain. It's the best water cooler buzz you can tune into in the overnight hours, for sure. If you want to be a part of it, don't be shy. I don't care what your stripes are. Left, right, somewhere in between, or just flat out confused. Or maybe you're frustrated and you don't want to tag yourself as anything. I get that too. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I give out the digits so you got them handy. And it's hard to remember numbers. Just ask Matt. He'll tell you how I transpose numbers all the time. So I got to give them out to you a little more often. That's what Jake says in Austin. He's like, Kate, I promise I'll call in if you would only give out the numbers more. So it is the start of something new here on America Tonight. We're going to give out the numbers more. Speaking of numbers, magic numbers are in the air when it comes to baseball. We're going to do sports shorts at the end of the hour. Plus, we have We Can Count. We'll mix that in, too. But right from the get-go on this Labor Day, President Obama goes off. Yeah, he was having none of it. He went off the script. Teleprompters not needed for what the president had to say. Take a listen to how hot he got. Listen.
Over the last 2 years, that's meant taking on some powerful interests. Some powerful interests who had been dominating the agenda in Washington for a very long time, and they're not always happy with me. They talk about me like a dog. That's not in my prepared remarks, it's just, but it's true. You know, that's why we passed financial reform. To provide new accountability and tough oversight of Wall Street. Stopping credit card companies from gouging you with hidden fees and unfair rate hikes. Ending taxpayer bailouts for Wall Street once and for all. They're not happy with it, but it was the right thing to do.
All right, so what you heard there was the snippet at the end where he said he went off of his prepared remarks. He was talking about job creation. He talked about a six-year plan to rebuild infrastructure. Where was the president? He was in Milwaukee on Monday, and he's talking about $5 billion of investment in this new business tax cuts and going for things like rebuilding some of the roads. 150,000 miles of roads was the number that he used, and then talked about the railways and 4,000 miles of railways and up to stretch coast to coast. And he did this at a labor rally in Milwaukee. Thousands of people were there cheering him. You could hear that in the background when he made the comments about that they're kicking him like a dog pretty much, right? And he talked about the fact that he's proposing these things on Wednesday in Cleveland. And that businesses are going to be allowed to write off all of their new investments in plants and equipment through 2011. Now, the plan would also cut business taxes by $200 billion over 2 years. And they're hoping, or at least the administration, all the people around Obama and he is, that the business is worried, we talk about this all the time, about the economy will want to take advantage of the tax breaks by going ahead with plans for plants and equipment and all that sort of stuff. It all sounds great, doesn't it? Wisconsin's been slammed by massive job losses, by the way, so that's why Wisconsin, if you were thinking that. Now, in the meantime, when he's talking about the fact that he's getting slammed, he's talking about the Republicans, and in this proposal, he when he's talking about these a tax credit for business research and development is another thing he's talking about. It's going to cost about $100 billion over 10 years. Well, in the middle of all of this, you have the stimulus bill. And what does the stimulus bill mean? And it means it could be, by my numbers, and you know I do have fuzzy math, like probably some of you out there, but I'm just looking at the facts. It looks like it would be an absolute disaster. Now, I really get this. You can't say, you know, we've had this spend thing, and then we can talk about the deficit and where we're going with the deficit. But the problem is it all boils down to the same thing, which is, I think, why we're getting this focus on businesses and small business, because throughout the whole week it's going to be about the economy. You know, first the stop in Milwaukee at a labor festival, then unveiling the tax credit proposal. And that happens, like I said, in Cleveland. And then at the end of the week on Friday, he's going to hold a news conference on the whole thing flat out, on the whole issue. But there's a lot missing, I think, in the middle of this. And like I said, some of it has to do with the stimulus. We're going to go deeper into that this hour on ATN. I mean, we have pounded this backwards and forwards. I mean, I get the $100 billion talking about research and talking about development and how that would break down, but how's it going to be paid for? It's going to be paid for by closing corporate tax loopholes. That's the thing that's not thrown out there because it hasn't been unveiled. The entire idea or agenda or policy or whatever you want to call it, really policy, hasn't been thrown out there, but that's what it means. It means that where's the money coming from is from the corporations. So it's not the first time we've heard about making a permanent tax credit, making it permanent, right? But it moves along that whole slow-moving barge called economic recovery because it's been so slow. It's like we're hitting a sandbar every 5 seconds, okay? So the problem here is that it's the corporate loopholes being closed. You can say all you want about the banks, too big to fail. Yes, I agree. That's what toppled everything in the fall of 2008. But now, if we move this slow-moving barge forward, if you shut off the loopholes and use it, it's like robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you screw some of the corporations, more jobs will be hacked out. Because how are they coming up with the money? You know, why don't we tax, have a gasoline tax, a higher gasoline tax? Why don't we do something to the oil companies? Or forget the consumer. Let's go to the oil companies. Why don't we tax the oil companies? I mean, you know, so here's the thing. It's not going to be passed on to us anyway. And then you look at the roads where he's talking about the roads. What did I say? 150,000 miles or whatever. The state collects taxes to maintain the roads, right? I mean, I know you have problems when the state funds run dry, but isn't that what the purpose is? It's not supposed to be used from other monies. So when the money is used for whatever purpose they wish, or a loophole is, we forgot to tell you, that's what we're closing, it brings us back to the same circle over and over again. Hang with us. We've got a lot of miles to cover.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
All right, we kicked off this hour of America Tonight, and what's left for some of you as far as Labor Day is concerned, with the president proposing this massive rebuilding program that'll cost at least $50 billion. And he kicked off Labor Day, I'll say, in Milwaukee, talking to the labor union there. And the proposal was about 150,000 miles of road and railway, 4,000 miles of railways, that would be rebuilt or constructed. Even runways were thrown in there, so it's a transportation thing. But what was missing is it wasn't laid fully out. They were just broad brush strokes. That's supposed to happen later in the week. And one of the things is closing some corporate tax loopholes to pay for it. So here's what I think, and it's what I made the old I threw out the old expression of robbing Peter to pay Paul. So then the problem is when you do this with the taxes, with using using the money, and you talk about giving small businesses tax break to create jobs on the same side. First of all, you have to be kidding me, because you call me cynical, but how many CEOs are going to try and pocket some of the money and then lay off more of the little people? You know, where is the work in America? The work in America, or how it stands now, is it's all about cutting money. And the idea in today's corporate environment is you have to do much more with less. In other words, stretch your workers, and they can do 3 and 4 and 5 jobs, or, you know, whatever they can possibly do before they're too stressed out and possibly could come in here and go crazy over some over something that's happened. They snap, in other words. I mean, seriously. So how's that going to work? It's not going to work. So closing the loophole, I'm afraid, will just cause more of a disaster for the people who are barely employed. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, I just threw out a couple of numbers, things that came out before we went into the Labor Day weekend. And one of the numbers I talked about was even the underemployed, almost at 17%. Well, the underemployed means people aren't making it. They had to take whatever job they could, even if it was flipping hamburgers or washing floors, whatever they had to do, but it's not earning them enough money to barely even pay, if they can, their mortgages or their bills or, you know, wherever they are in their life, or to help their children out. So here's the main problem. The main problem is we don't have money to spend on infrastructure. I mean, it is ridiculous. When you, it's this holiday weekend, I took a trip 5 hours away from, we've got our satellite studio in Dallas. So I took a trip from Dallas down to San Antonio, Texas. And it's surprising, and the roads were okay, but it's surprising what we've seen with the roads falling apart. Remember the bridges? We've talked about this many times on the show. We saw what happened in Minneapolis, St. Paul. But where are we coming up with this money where we're trying to spur on the economic growth, right? And so you're slashing this corporate loophole in one sense, and then you're saying to the small businesses, which 90% of the country is made up of small business, remember, 500 people or less, that you're going to give them these other breaks, but they're going to pocket most of that money, and they're going to ask the workers to continue to do more. And then this is the other part of it. It doesn't matter how much profit a company makes, especially if they're making a little bit of a profit. If additional costs are pushed by the government, thus closing the corporate loopholes, it's going to be passed on to the consumer. That's why we're in the situation we're in right now. So who's buying the goods? Who's buying American? So everyone pays either indirectly or in some ways directly. We always do. We always do. And it boils down to this in a nutshell when it comes to politics. I mean, let's be really honest about it. That's why I say no matter what your stripes are, if you're frustrated, you're undecided, whatever, call the show. Doesn't it come down to forget the pork, forget the crap, with the special interests, with all the nonsense that's attached to so many bills? But the problem is they don't have the choice, or they don't feel like they have the choice, I think, because it's all about getting elected. That's what the people around politicians do. So you pander to those interests, or else they lose their gigs, and that's what they believe. So the problem is we've got these midterm elections coming up, and the scenario is that there are a lot of Democrats that are worried, there are a lot of Republicans that are worried, and then there's this so-called Tea Party in between this taking some of the Republican spots, but will the so-called Tea Partiers win their respective races? Like Sharon Engel in Nevada, what's going to happen with Rand Paul in his Senate bid in Kentucky, which, by the way, Rand Paul, a new poll came out, and he was ahead in the poll. A lot of people have pumped money into Rand's campaign, and he's looking pretty good for that Senate seat. It's not over, and it's still certainly not Election Day, so who knows? A poll is a poll is a poll, because then are those people going to go out and vote? But wrapping in to the discussion of the numbers I just mentioned at the top, believe me, it has a lot to do with these upcoming elections. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Sammy, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How was your weekend? Good?
Lexi, I am now footballed out.
Because it was all football all the time? What'd you watch?
I watched my Alouettes get killed. They lost 38-10, but that's not good. Okay, it's only because of starting quarterback, and they had a quarterback from Florida, Chris Lee, I think his name, he was before Tim Tebow. Chris Lee, I think his name was, that's how bad he was, I don't even remember his name. Then I refereed football Saturday, Sunday, and today.
Wow.
So I'm
you're exhausted.
I think my legs are going to sue me for lack of support. Okay, now you're mentioning some races that, you know, you mentioned Kentucky a few minutes ago, Nevada. Okay, I mean, even though I'm Canadian, what about here in the North? What about in the Northeast? Are there any senatorial, gubernatorial races that stick out in your mind in the Northeast?
Well, the Connecticut race we've talked about, that's a big one.
Right.
I think it's all a foregone conclusion otherwise in Vermont. I don't think there's anything in New York.
That's right.
Nothing. I mean, there's nothing that'll flip other than, of course, we know that Charlie Rangel, the longtime Democratic congressman from New York, is in hot water and has the ethics committee that's he's going to have the trial.
Right.
So that could make a big difference there. The biggest one, honestly, is the Connecticut race.
Well, with Linda
McMahon.
With Linda McMahon, yeah, for sure. Now there's something happening here in Quebec. Starting tomorrow, there's going to be a traveling, you know, the Liberal Party, which is the ruling party here in Quebec, is going around to different cities talking to people about assisted suicide, because it seems to be there was a poll taken here in Quebec, and there are some people, you know, if you don't have any hope, they believe, in assisted suicide and things like that. And I mean, why the government will get involved in something like this? It's like, it's beyond me. I mean, I think there are more important things with all the respect, than, you know, assisted suicide. I know people, you know, I know if they know there's no hope, why play God? That's my attitude. So they're going around to different cities, and since the Catholic Church does, or I don't know if it does, but it used to have a lot of pull here in this province, I have the strange feeling religion's going to play a big part of it. So, I mean, once I hear what's going on there, you know, I'll probably let you know, because I know there are three states in your United States that have assisted suicide. And
yeah, but that's dicey, because they're the lines are, you know, that goes back to the whole Kevorkian thing, and whether you believe in euthanasia and the fight to die versus the, like, as you said, playing God with someone's life, and the religious pull versus the medical pull, and how sick somebody is. I mean, it's a great discussion to have, no question about it, Sam. Let us know what's shaking up there across the border. Thanks. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, well, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheT.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful.
All right, topping odds and ends here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate, swinging for the fences with all of you. Not on this one, though. The tropical storm, Hermine. Although I'm desperate to say Hermione because of the way it's spelled, but I've heard every single newscaster, and because, you know, you always believe whatever a newscaster says, right? If they're on TV, it must be true. I'm kidding. The storm could dump about 1 foot of rain, they say, on the Lone Star State. And not just there, it slammed into Mexico. And there are a couple of other places because we know how this drill works. How many storms have we had? 8 so far in the Atlantic hurricane season. So this storm gathered more strength in the Gulf, and it's there at the Mexican border. The path, the good news is, the path kept it away from all the precious oil and natural gas in the Gulf of Mexico. Because I don't care what the energy company says, we know this. If it gets slammed by the hurricane, we're paying more at the pumps, and then disaster could strike. And, you know, people forget about that, but you could rip up those operations if you had a Cat 3, 4, especially a 4, forget it, 5, danger Will Robinson. It's everybody's toast wherever that goes. So this is the deal. The storm might dump, what did I say? All that rain, and could possibly lead to 2 to 4 feet of a storm surge that would cause flash flooding and mudslides, you know, bad stuff. But it's the same waiting game. What are the maximum winds? How far in does it go? you know, what's going to happen here. It's like Hurricane Alex. Remember that one? It hit the northeast side of Mexico back in July. How many people were killed? 12. But the heavy flooding that just killed Monterey there, I mean, just practically flattened it. It's surprising there weren't more deaths. But the storm damage was brutal, like 700 million plus. So Hermine is supposed to dump maybe 8 inches of rain, let's say. And that'll happen in Mexico and South Texas. And then maybe some other areas could get up to 12 inches. I mean, I'm no weather person, but I've been reading this stuff, and it's not looking good if it takes the current path that it's on. This is it, though. This is when you get these tropical storms that could turn into hurricanes, and then it's a question of how far up does it go, and what does the storm do, and all that sort of stuff. So, not a friendly Mother Nature when it comes to tropical storms and hurricanes. All right, while we're on disasters, in Guatemala, terrible in Guatemala City, searchers are pulling more bodies out of the mudslide because a mudslide just rolled over a major artery, a highway there. And in fact, there were back-to-back landslides. It buried some people on a bus, and people were trying to save them. So the death toll now that's confirmed, and it could change, is up to 45, and torrential rains just pounded this poor country. Very, very sad, because a lot of people take buses from Guatemala City to other parts of Guatemala, and so you can imagine how many people could have been hit, but sadly, look how many were involved in it anyway. All right, this is a follow-up to something that we talked about before in this show. Many of you called to talk about it. Tomas in Michigan brought it up. The lawyer for an Iranian woman sentenced to be stoned on this adultery conviction said that he and her kids are worried that this delayed execution could be carried out soon because they've got the end of a moratorium on death sentences for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. So the feeling is, you know, maybe this, the big headlines will go away and the interest in this story. So there is a chance. I mean, the woman was lashed 99 times because a British newspaper ran a picture of an unveiled woman and they mistakenly identified it as her. So she got, you know, whipped 99 times. How barbaric is that? And what does the newspaper do? Oh, they just issue an apology, but it doesn't matter. That's what her fellow countrymen did to her. So her kids are scared to death that this is it. She's got two kids, and with Ramadan ending, it's not looking good for her. Shakinath Ashanti is her name, and she was convicted back in 2006 of having what they are calling an illicit relationship with two men after the murder of her husband the year before, and was sentenced to being whipped 99 times. Now, how many times has she been, you know, lashed? That's what they call it. So she was convicted of adultery, sentenced to be stoned, and she retracted a confession that she said she made under duress, because that's what happens. They wear them down until they say, yes, whatever, I did whatever you say I did. And a lot of people are jumping into this fray. Italy's pressing for flexibility on these cases. The Italian ambassador in Iran met with people in Tehran trying to do whatever they, you know, he could do for this woman. So this story has caught fire, which I'm sure pleases the lawyer and the kids. They're hoping that there would be enough interest this would go away. But of course, in Iran, they can do whatever they want and just blow off whatever the negative publicity is. So it's not looking real good. I mean, even the Vatican is trying to jump in here, and they're talking about the possibility of using behind-the-scenes kind of diplomacy to try to save her life. Think about that every time you complain about what we have in America. I would not want to be a woman in this position. I mean, you can't even imagine it. You can't imagine to me how barbaric that this is. I think, to me, just outrageous in this day and age that this happens. I mean, horrific. And so now the story gets all this publicity, and it goes against this woman because she's misidentified in a photo. Along the same lines, but here in this country, this is red hot radioactive controversy. If you take nothing else from this hour of America tonight, sit up and listen to this story. Check it out. General Petraeus is furious, and he said that this church planning to burn the Quran is exactly what the Taliban needs to give them the propaganda that they could push out there to hurt in the efforts in Afghanistan. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a church in Florida that plans to burn copies of the Quran, not just one, a whole bunch, on September 11th, warning that this is, you know, we need to get rid of the Quran and what's in the Quran. It's symbolic, basically, that they're just warning against the threats posed by Islam. The church, in fact, came out with a statement saying, you know, we're not doing this out of love or hate. We're just calling attention to the threats by Islam. And it's the Dove World Outreach Center in Gainesville, Florida, a very big mega church. And they're marking the anniversary of September 11th, 2001, the attacks that we've talked about, that we all know about, that changed our way of life by burning these copies of the Quran. So there's massive criticism that's starting to bubble over on the Dove Church for doing it, right? Lots of criticism from Muslims in the U.S. and overseas. In fact, thousands of Indonesians who got wind of it were outside of the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta on Sunday to protest this burning, saying that, you know, look, this is an insult to us. It's an insult to Islam and Muslims around the world. And you know the numbers. I mean, we've got the troops that are battling the Taliban movement and trying to win over the people in Afghanistan. And Petraeus is saying burning the Qurans is what the Taliban will use against us, not just in the United States, but everywhere in the world, and not just Afghanistan, where we're engaging or trying to engage the Islamic community. And there's already been a lot of concern, a lot of discussion, and a lot of furious people who do not like this idea, who will come after us even harder. So what are you doing, or what are we jeopardizing by doing this? And that the American troops are here to defend the rights of American citizens. So that's what I'm asking you. Fair or foul? Is this church misguided, or are they doing something a little bit outrageous to raise awareness for what they think is outrageous that's happening in this country? Now, the statement on the website, I went to that earlier, it says they're going to burn the Qurans to warn about the teaching and ideology of Islam, which we do hate because it's hateful. And the pastor is this guy named Terry Jones. He wrote a book called Islam is of the Devil. The church is going to sell shirts with that phrase and coffee mugs. And they specifically say we're not aiming at individual Muslims. It's not about that. Now, the pastor is reluctant to do any media. He's canceled, in fact, a bunch of media appearances that he was going to make. What has happened as a result of that is imams are speaking out in a few different places and saying that the church is misinformed. In America, we have these freedoms, and this is the wrong way to go with religious freedom. So now the pastor is being called a bigot, ignorant, stupid, uninformed, etc. What do you say? Fair or foul? I think that there are going to be a lot of people that are going to try to talk him out of doing this. In fact, the National Association of Evangelicals, very upset. They're urging the church to cancel the event. Should they cancel it? 800-259-5791. A little bit of sports on the flip side.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
With no end in sight for the global financial crisis, it's become very evident there is a global food shortage upon us.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed? What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. This is your last chance to stock up and save with the last Mountain House sale of the year. For 1 week only, September 6th through 13th, Ready Made Resources offers GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House case lots, plus free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com before it's too late. See the variety of quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this 25% off case lots is only through September 13th. Call 800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 1-800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Sale ends September 13th.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We're going to talk a little sports in a second or two. Boise State, had a 17-0 lead. It started to slip from their grasp, but somehow they came back, and we'll talk about that. Virginia Tech dropped, but I think the tail end of the game was pretty sweet from what I understand. It was a big rally. I've had my eyes on a little bit of the U.S. Open. We'll talk about that, and we'll mix in some other things as well. See, that's how we roll on this show. You just don't know what you're going to get when you tune in. At the beginning, we talked about the crazy deal on the stimulus and some of the tax cuts and where this is all going to end up and what kind of week it'll be in Washington, on to some of the more controversial things that are happening around the country or set to happen September 11th, next weekend, the burning of lots of Qurans at this church in Florida that's got people talking all over the place as to whether this is the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, sending the wrong message, including the general making a statement, General Petraeus. So this little church, it's not a little church, it's actually a pretty big church, it's a mega church. This church is starting to raise the roof on the discussion over Islam versus friendly Muslims versus the Quran versus whether we should have a mosque in two blocks from ground zero. You get what I'm saying. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Yo, Dan, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Que, mi querida, tú eres amor mi corazón.
Oh, gracias.
For nada. Anyway, darling, I got a couple of things I want to talk about. That woman that they're going to stone, I want to get to her in a minute. But first off, our boy Obama has $150 billion, that's with a B, in stash cash for his reelection, and he's not going to spend it for anything, but that's our money. Okay? Two, he is an enemy of the United States. He's trying to destroy us using his sycophant little czars and his Ron Emanuel Pelosi and the Democratic Party, and they're going to get payback. Okay, now get to the girl. I think the United
States... Wait a second. Let me ask you this. You think payback like in the midterm elections?
You betcha.
Yeah,
you betcha.
I think the midterm elections are going to flip completely the opposite direction. I agree with you.
I look 80 to 100 in the House, and we're going to take the Senate as well.
I agree. I think the numbers are going to shock a lot of people.
Oh, it's going to be a mind blower. Because everybody I talk to, I talk to Democrats here in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are all going to vote Republican. They are changing their, where they can vote independently here. They're going to change their vote, and they are getting rid of everybody from Eddie Bernice Williams right on down the line. They're going down.
Right. I've heard the same thing. And a lot of the polls, there was a, I'll say this quickly, Dan, there was a generic congressional ballot Rasmussen did, and the Republicans led by at least 12 over the Democrats. I think the hard numbers were like 48% to 36%. I think when people actually go out to the polls, it's going to flip. I agree. What else is on your mind?
It's going to be stronger than that, Kate.
Because, I think so, too.
Because they're doing like 1 in 5 of people. And you know yourself, it's a lot stronger out there just from your own connections. Now,
right.
To get to this girl that they're going to stone, I think we ought to petition the United Nations to tell Iran, we will throw you out of the world body of civilized nations if this woman is put to death. And everybody just make a massive call in to Moon Guy Moon, our leader from Korea, and say, hey, you want to keep your job? Get this done now. And put world pressure on Iran and tell them, hey, we're seriously going to take care of you one way or another if you do this.
I think it's a great idea, but here's what you already know. The UN falls flat with the sanctions, but why not? Why not pitch it out there, put some pressure on them? Because what isn't that the whole idea of the United Nations, at least?
If the United Nations isn't going to do their part, then we don't pay them no more dues.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
right.
Now, last but least, the Quran thing. Of course, you know how I feel about our Muslim brothers, and I'm all for his little Quran burning. As far as the Muslims go, they think nothing of destroying the American Bible. They think nothing of persecuting Christians. We cannot even go into Mecca or Medina. We are banned from their country to preach our religion unless we're in a special little segment that they cordon off for us, we'll do their oil work for them. Other than that, forget it, Jack. And the way I see it, these people are trying to take over our country little by little using our freedoms, and it's time to kick the whole damn bunch out.
All right, some strong words from Dan in Texas. You have a good one, Dan. So Dan says it's time to kick them all out. And here's the thing. Now you have, Dan, you got to remember this. You got to remember that they're, let's be fair about this, with freedom of religion and why we initially, I'll say we, the founding fathers, why was the United States established? What was happening? What was going on when it came to religious and the religious folks and religious freedoms, right? So now the more, I'll call it moderate Muslims who are offended and furious over the extremists are speaking out about it. And they're starting to say that they feel that they've been wrongly associated with terrorists on an international level in their own backyard. So now it's time to speak out. There's all kinds of things as far as what we would call public service announcements on the radio and in newspapers and whatever. It's starting to happen, okay? So you don't want to breed hate. Oh, Dan, you don't want to breed hate. I can tell you're not a hateful guy. You don't want to breed that kind of hate. But the extremists, oh, yeah, absolutely. I think what the problem is the politically correctness of the country and the lack of discussion and the name-calling. I mean, this was the problem in the first place. You have to call it like it is. It's like at the airport. Oh, no, we can't profile. It's ridiculous because we're all being profiled anyway. So give me a break on that. But we don't want to be dubbed as a nation of that is a hateful, horrible people because we've welcomed all kinds of religious or even non-religious people, whatever. And you don't want we don't want that to happen because that's not who we are. But absolutely, when it comes to extremists, absolutely, when it comes to our rights to do what we, the First Amendment rights that were guaranteed. I mean, how many times, I was thinking about this in a different twist, how many times have we watched our flag be burned? How many times have we watched, it's a slippery slope, but how many times have we watched that? You know, the idea of the Bible being burned, or any kind of a holy book being burned, the flag being burned, you know, think about that. And think about what that means and the abuses that have happened in the name of the First Amendment rights. I think what's going to happen, now Petraeus is speaking out, I think there may be enough pressure on the path. I don't know, maybe he won't. Maybe he won't back down or maybe he'll just go, roll forward and do that because I give him credit for having the courage of his conviction because he's saying, I've been saying this, he's been preaching this for a long time, saying Islamic extremists are cult members and they're invading the nation. And, you know, it's time to make a strong statement about it. And that's what we're doing. And I think he realizes that that's making a strong statement and that's the reason why. But there are a lot of Christian pastors who are trying beyond all get out to get Pastor Jones to back off of this because of the concern of what it might do to the efforts in Afghanistan. Now that Petraeus is speaking out, and what could it do to maybe other people in the country for fear of blowback on that? But then you look at the First Amendment rights, and then you think about other things that have been burned. You be the judge on it. All right, so send me those emails, by the way, at americatonight.net. We were going to throw in a couple of sports things for you, and we have just a few minutes, 1 minute really, to tell you about Boise State. As I said, they were up with a 17-point lead, and they almost let us slip away, but they dropped Virginia Tech. Hey, Matt, you were watching this game. That end must have been a thriller because that was a big rally to knock them off. I mean, to put up those points at the end of the game, you know, they put up a touchdown.
Yeah, it was a nice deep pass down the seam, and it's starting the run for Boise State to try to be the BCS buster this year.
Yeah, and that's what they want to be. There's no question about it. And it was Kellen Moore. It was his third touchdown pass that lifted the Broncos past the Hokies in what could be a preview, like Matt's saying, of things to come. Send me those emails, americatonight.net.